BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
Hiya, it's Scott, and here is Thursday's brilliant podcast, including Psy off of Gangnam Style. We finally meet. He was genius. The full interview is here. A very wet innuendo bingo with Gemma Kearney, obviously. Sarah Cox plays a brilliant Real or No Real. Love the way her mind works. And What You Are Saying, read out by the posh Radio 4 lady on Dear Scott. It's a good podcast today. Enjoy it.
BBC Radio 1.
Let's turn on the cameras and welcome a man who's been number one in 28 countries. A man whose latest song has been watched 671 million times on YouTube. He's South Korea's greatest export. He's the greatest musical artist of all time. He is Psy!
Oppa, Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
So, you the guy, right?
I'm the guy.
Yeah, you the guy. Amazing. Who makes my number one in UK.
I'd like to say that I helped a lot. I'd like to think that.
No, what do you mean you helped a lot? You did it all.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to meet you, and I've been very excited about this for some time. You did say you would come and see us, and it's finally happened.
Yes.
So how is the UK so far?
You know, it was really nice, and, you know, I was so shocked because, you know, I don't trust online that much. I'm such an analog person. So when I heard that my thing's going number one in this country and I'm kind of famous in this country, I don't believe that. Because
right. Until you stepped off the plane.
Because I only trust what I've experienced and what I've done, what I've seen. So I've seen some scenes in UK yesterday and today. And especially my hotel, they upgraded my room for free. So I saw.
Yeah, then you know, when you get an upgrade, you're like, yeah.
Now I know.
I've made it. So you were at the Oxford Union as well. Was that yesterday?
Yes.
Following in the footsteps of Mother Teresa, Winston Churchill, the Dalai Lama, and me. I've done that before as well.
Oh.
And some of the greats. And how was that? I mean, what were you talking on? Were you talking on the dance or just the phenomenon of the song?
Well, I talked about me because, you know, they know Psy, they know Gangnam Style, but they know not that much about me, what I've done for the last more than a decade in Korea. So
yeah, because you've been really famous in Korea for, what, 10 or so years?
It's kind of embarrassing, you know, to talk to myself, but I was really famous.
Yeah. So. Really famous.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw this crazy YouTube video a few weeks ago where you did like a homecoming gig in Seoul.
Oh, yeah, Seoul Plaza.
And there was like, was it 80,000 people?
It was 100,000.
100,000 people. And they were all just going crazy. Like they, I mean, if they didn't love you before, they love you now.
Yeah, just now.
When did you, like the video obviously has like so many views. When did you first notice the views going up really fast? Because, you know, so anyone can put a video on YouTube and normally you'll get maybe 100. And then there must have been some point where you were looking at Gangnam Style thinking, that's not right. How many? When did that first happen? When it started to go up and up and up?
So I released a video on July 15th, and I found out on July 20-something, I heard that a lot of celebrities, you know, start tweet my video on their Twitter, and watch this, watch this, watch this. So I said, watch this, like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And in UK, like, Robbie Williams did.
Yes.
On his blog, and told his fans, like, if you're tired about your life, you know, try this. So they tried it. So it happened. So, and early August, I realized that something's going on. Something big is going on.
Mm. Yeah, because like the views just got massive.
Yeah, going crazy. So
who do you credit for like making it big, like in America and the UK? I know you said Robbie Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Who kind of brought it to the attention of the world first?
Well, it's really funny because the guys who I'm working with right now, Scooter Braun, the Justin Bieber's manager, he also have very big followers in his Twitter. And he was the first guy who tweeted my video, and he mentioned that why did I not sign him? Why did I not sign him? That was his mention, and he signed me right now.
Wow. Now, how many times do you think you've done the dance?
It was so many times, but, you know, doing the dance was so many times, but, and besides, teaching the dance was so many times.
Yeah.
You know, when I have an interview all over the world, you know, there are like two specific questions. Number one, what is Gangnam means? Number two, teach us.
Yeah. Well, it's a shame that we don't have these questions ready to ask.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, I do. So it must be, you must have done it thousands of times. Thousands of times.
Yeah, honestly, yes.
Yeah. And do your other songs have dance moves as well?
Yes. So this was single of my sixth album, and which means I used to have five previous moves before, and they were all like that.
Right.
Yeah, they were crazy as well.
So what other dances are there?
Huh?
What other dances are there apart from Gangnam Style?
So from now on, I'm going to mix with the new song with my previous moves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be new move worldwide.
And I want to talk about the famous people you've done the dance with as well. You've done a dance with Justin Bieber, Britney.
Yes.
Her dress was too tight.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
We talked about that before, didn't we,
on the phone? Yeah,
yeah. Don't try and do Gangnam Style with a dress that tight.
Because she was there, you know, to make some, you know, formal announcement about X Factor USA. Mm. So she dressed kind of too classy that day. So, and she never expected my appearance. So when I appeared and I tried to teach her, but, you know, her skirt was so tight. So she cannot, you know,
breathe.
Make a right bounce. You know.
I'm surprised you haven't done it with Barack and Michelle Obama yet.
Yeah. I heard, you know, he had an interview yesterday and he said he can do the dance.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I read this, yeah. Apparently that's what he said.
So even the President of the United States of America is talking about Gangnam Style.
Actually, someone asked. That's why he answered.
Right, yeah. That doesn't matter. Now, I want to get to the translation. We did this a while ago with the Posh Radio 4 lady. Now, I've got some of the lyrics here. Can you just tell me if this is right? Okay?
Okay.
The translation.
Oppa is Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
I love this.
A girl who is warm and humane during the day. A classy girl who knows how to enjoy the freedom of a cup of coffee. A girl whose heart gets hotter when night comes. A girl with that kind of twist. I'm a guy who is as warm as you during the day. A guy who one-shots his coffee before it even cools down. A guy whose heart bursts when night comes. That kind of guy. Beautiful. Lovable. Yes, you, hey. Yes, you, hey. Beautiful. Lovable. Yes, you, hey.
Hey. Is that kind of right, Si?
It's totally right.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you one-shot your coffee?
Huh?
Do you one-shot your coffee?
If she is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you do, isn't
it? Yeah,
sometimes,
yeah.
You one-shot when she's beautiful.
When she's beautiful.
Yeah.
We can do everything when she's beautiful.
Yeah. Now, we have a bit of a surprise for you now, Si. We have a special guest who is going to join us in the studio any second now.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Now, I don't think you're expecting this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a lush orchestral version of Gangnam Style to bring him in. Are you ready?
All right.
Please welcome the editor-in-chief from the Guinness World Records. It's Craig Glenday. Hey, Craig.
Nice guy, Dave.
Good to see you.
Yeah, good to be here.
Craig is from Guinness World Records. And I can tell you that one person in this room has a new world record. Now, Craig, which one of us here is it?
Okay, let's have a look. I think it might be Si.
No way.
No, let me just check my certificate. Yeah, Si. Nice to meet you. What a pleasure, and you know, what a global phenomenon. And as if you need proof, here it is.
Okay, so read out what's the record.
Okay, so the most liked video on YouTube is Gangnam Style with 4,909,154 likes as of today, the 8th of November. It's a new Guinness. You've beaten Bieber. You've beaten Charlie Bit My Finger. Congratulations. On your,
wow. You sort of that's amazing. Congratulations, Si. Wow. You are a Guinness World Record holder now.
Wow, so this is so touching because it says it's certificate, right?
Yeah.
I've never get certificate from college, so this was my first certificate ever.
It's a world record.
Wow, this is...
How does that feel?
I'm feeling it right now. Hold on one second.
Now, Chris, who works on the show here, he has a video for his song, which he's made. And he, Craig, has had 1,927 likes. Does he get anything for that?
That's a start. We'll monitor it, maybe, and see how it goes and right. Give it a couple of months. Okay. Maybe.
But he's a while away from the certificate, isn't he?
He's quite a way, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, let's all say congratulations to Si, because that is an incredible... Incredible achievement.
So, I can keep this.
You can keep this on your watch. You very much
I want to keep this.
Sorry, I need to, it needs to sink in at some point. You have now the most liked song ever. Yeah. Ever.
Yeah, it says so.
Right, I think we should play the song, if that's okay.
You're right.
The song we're talking about. Make sure you're watching on the Radio 1 homepage now. This is the most liked song of all time. It's Psy and Gangnam Style. Congratulations. It's Radio 1. Will you teach me it then? I mean, I know no one's asked you this before, Psy, but put that certificate down and let's have a go. Let's go. Come on, Chris. More from the amazing Psy next, but now an extremely wet innuendo bingo.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now we start today's innuendo bingo, before we do the main game, with a complaint about Tuesday's episode.
Hi, Scott and the team. Yes, since starting my new job, I've not been able to listen, but yesterday my partner Craig took great delight in playing innuendo bingo back to me. From Eddie Stobart, Fiona opens her back doors and dumps her load. Then the play from Radio 4, Dick, 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 Dick. Did someone set you up to do that? Thanks, Fiona Dick.
There we are. Thank you, Fiona, for your email. Here's what Fiona Dick is talking about.
Finally, after a 45-minute wait, it's Fiona's turn to open her back doors and drop her load.
And also this from Radio 4's Up the Garden Path.
Oh, sometimes it's awful. We get sick of the sight of each other, don't we, Dick?
I don't.
Oh, it's much better for husbands and wives to work separate places, really. Otherwise, you're on top of each... You know, I'm in each other's pockets all the time. It's Dick all day and Dick all night. Dick, Dick, Dick. Nothing but Dick.
So I'd like to apologise to Fiona Dick, because it may have felt like Tuesday's episode was all about you.
Sorry, Fiona.
Sorry, Fiona. We do apologise.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Let's all say sorry to Fiona again. I feel bad. Sorry, Fiona.
Sorry, Fiona.
Sorry, Fiona.
Did someone set you up to do that? Thanks, Fiona Dick.
No, it's all fine, Fiona. Don't be paranoid now. Okay, let's do Thursday's Bingo with Gemma Kearney and Chris. Are we ready?
Ready.
If you've not watched it before, watch it on the Radio 1 website now. We're on the cameras. Look, we're waving. Wave. Yeah. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Click on the main thing there and you'll see us. And if you've never watched it before, make this the first time today if you can get to a computer, because it's great when you watch it. Ready? Got your waters there?
Yes, we're on. Let's go.
Good luck, everyone. Let's not make this a weird one. Tommy Maystone, thank you for sending this one in. And a weird revelation... on MasterChef.
So what does the family think, your good lady, what does she think about you being here?
Well, it was actually my lady who entered me.
Chris is gone. Gemma's fine.
It was actually my lady who entered me.
Yep. water feature spitting again.
The cherub.
You are like the cherub.
She is the cherub. That'd be her like wrestler name if she was playing.
Gemma the cherub, Kenny.
I went to wrestling last week. I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Another anecdote. That went down well last Tuesday, didn't it? Thursday.
She never finishes them.
No. One of the worst anecdotes I've ever heard involving a beaver.
Yeah. What are you doing? It's not innuendo gargling. Spit it out. Now say what you're going to say.
I was going to say, the reason why I don't finish them is because I suddenly realise that I'm on the radio.
Mm. Right, good. It's Radio 1 DJ Jim McKenney there. Right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
I tell you what, Annie Mac keeps getting a bit distracted.
I like nuts!
What's happening? Took a while, but we got there. Okay.
I went to a big sound clash last night that Annie was part of, and one of the sound systems tried to diss her, because they do diss things, and it just went, Annie Mac, you look like a little sheep. A little lost sheep. I thought that's actually quite sweet.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? Okay, Jason in Hastings has been on. And another clip from that Radio 4 play, Up the Garden Path.
I'd like to get my hands on one of them Amstrads.
Yes, I play with mine for hours.
It's a standoff.
Do you ever play with your Amstrad, Chris?
Are you going to the Student Radio Awards tonight?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
I'm going to get you wet.
Oh, God. What?
No, I mean... Excuse me? Carry on.
Okay,
tonight is the Student Radio Awards. Hi, students, if you're on the way there now. Okay, Jack in Exmouth's been on. What's happening now? Weird noises happening again. You're doing it again. What are you doing? Jamie Oliver's back.
A proper jerk is all about the sauce.
Look at your face. I wish you could see yourself now. It's really not attractive. Oh. Oh, my chair again, my chair. Stupid chair.
Scott's falling off his chair.
Okay. Ready? Kevin McLeod.
Flaps up, gentlemen.
Oh! I had to turn back so I thought that Chris had fallen off his chair. Flaps up Friday, was that fun?
Yeah, it was really good.
Flaps up, gentlemen.
Good day. I heard that you made a remix out of my laughter.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah. That was fun. Grant in Weymouth is watching. So is Brian in Essex. Gemma's laugh makes me so happy. Ashley in Wigan loves it. And watching Innuendo Bingo while in media lesson, that is Matty Rayson from Newcastle. And next... let's go over to the Great British Food Revival.
Tell you what, it's like sucking a fisherman's friend, this.
Gemma got Chris absolutely soaked there.
That's so right in the crotch.
So unnecessary. Now I'm going to have to spread eagle across this.
Please don't do that.
Are you going to Student Radio Awards wearing that?
Yeah, and a tie.
Hey, everyone, we've now got some emergency innuendo bingo trousers because Rihanna got so badly wet on Tuesday. They're horrible. They're like the ones that they force you to wear on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. They're like a big chino. But they'll do the job if you get wet.
After Tuesday, I had to sit in that chair for the rest of the show in just my boxers. I was fact. That.
I'd like to see you in a big chino.
Me?
What, are you going to say you want to see me in Chris's boxes?
No.
No.
That'd be weird.
What?
Okay.
Carry on.
It's getting weird again.
Hello. Bring it back. Tony and Danny have been on. And thank you for this. Too much information on Rogue Traders.
I love all this. The wind in my helmet.
I'm fine.
I love all this. The wind in my helmet.
Still got the water, though.
Mm.
All right? Well held. Let's carry on straight away. Over to Richard Madeley.
I will be spending tomorrow building a brand new barbecue.
What?
It's just because knowing it's going to... And it's him and the music.
It's because there was Madeley anecdotes off air.
Oh, yeah. Just had a little chat about Richard Madeley before.
By coincidence.
We came on air. So, it doesn't happen very often, but we were.
I'm very excited.
And then he turns up on Bingo. What are the chances of that? Okay, here we go. Chris, what's happening there, please?
It's going to be the music now.
Okay, right. Just everyone, just relax. Here we go. Try and make it through. Richard Madeley.
I will be spending tomorrow building a brand new barbecue, having friends over for late afternoon nosh in the garden.
Amateur again.
There needs to be a camera on you as well.
It does
falling off your chair every now and then.
Stupid water.
Can't wait to go to this new building. Might have chairs.
It's fine.
Chris just fell off his chair.
I didn't do that. I'm fine.
Oh. Oh God.
My God, this is so
on.
Good.
Okay. Come on. Right. Now over to Paul Martin's Handmade Britain. And what's going on here?
Oh, it's coming. Keep going. Come on, Paul, it's coming.
That's it.
You sound like a bee. Do it again, Scott. I think she'll go.
Oh, it's coming. Keep going. Come on, Paul, it's coming.
Okay, let's move on. And a classic now from the Gulf.
She's only a little tot, but very strong wrists. Always beware the women with strong wrists.
No!
She gets fairly well down the shaft, Ken, doesn't she?
I'm covered!
You're right there, Gemma.
It's going to be cold today, isn't it?
She grips fairly well down the shaft, Ken, doesn't she?
Okay. Over to country...
You're not allowed to do that little face as well. Arched eyebrows, pursed lips.
Okay, over to country file now. And this is not about Noel Edmonds. It's about a bird.
Bearded tit. What an absolutely stunning creature that is. Bearded tit.
Okay, more water, please. Now, never ask Jeremy Vine for advice, because Claudia Winkleman did that and regretted it.
I don't like the kitchen. There's certain areas I never want to really go in.
You've got to use your back door more often.
Sorry.
Oh, no. Oh, no, don't cry. Oh, no. She's doing that weird girl thing where it's a laugh and a cry at the same time. Thanks, Gemma.
Thanks.
See you at the Student Radio Awards. Go and clean yourself up now.
Bye.
Thank you. And thank you very much for watching and listening. That's right, guys, hug it out.
Open Gangnam Style.
BBC Radio 1, that is the most liked song ever. Psy and Gangnam Style. You like your certificate, don't you?
Yeah, I love certificate.
Wow. It's a world record. It's incredible.
It's an actual world record.
It says officially amazing.
Yeah.
Am I?
Wow. Yes, you are now. So, obviously, how do you follow up a song this big is the next question. Like, what do? Do you feel massive pressure? Because obviously this song you just put out there and you didn't know it was going to go so big.
So, I don't call this success because this is called phenomena. So, phenomena means not by me, but by people. So they make it, not me. They collect it, they choose it. So, you know, for next one, it's really, you know, it's like nightmare because what if they don't choose it next time?
Do you know what you need to do? You need to team up with One Direction.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, because that's a worldwide hit, isn't it, immediately?
So why don't you connect them?
Do you want me to do that?
Yeah.
So I've got one of their numbers.
So from now on, you are my British manager.
Okay, good. So is that official?
Huh?
Is that official, yeah?
Non-official.
Scott, right. Thinking of money here.
thinking about of money with
I know. This. You know that non-official makes more money.
That is true, actually. So what I'll do is I'll get onto One Direction this afternoon and I'll say, make a song with Psy. I think they would probably be up for it also.
Let's do it.
And if I hook you both up, then we'll talk about percentages and stuff at a later date. What about a Christmas song?
Christmas song?
Yeah. Are Christmas songs big in South Korea?
Yeah, some sort, but not that big.
Right, okay.
We used to have like some famous used one, and we, you know, replay it.
Mm.
So
okay. Now, Chris has created like a Christmas version of the dance, if you want to see it.
Well, it's a little idea we had. If you do want to do a Christmas song, then we've got... you obviously need a dance move for the video as well. Okay. You have to take these off. Quite simple. Antlers.
Okay.
And then just legs.
So what is this? Is this for...
For the reindeer.
For the reindeer. Oh. For the antlers. So ideally, you'd have a red nose, antlers, and then just... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it kind of works.
What's your views on that?
Oh... So I gotta guess the red nose.
Yeah,
you've got to get red nose.
Antlers,
you can just stick one
legs on.
It's fine. And what was the other dance that you wanted to teach Sai as well?
When you spoke to us on the phone before, we were talking about this fishing rod dance, which works particularly well for me in a club, whereby you do it with two people. So let's say Scott is my companion in crime. What I do is I throw my rod out, so to speak. Rod goes out, and then I wait to catch something. Then Scott, do this. And then I've caught him, and then I just reel him in. And he comes in closer and closer and closer and closer.
Oh.
If you ever want to use that, you
can. So let me you know, improve it real quick. So do the same thing.
Okay, here we go. Get my rod. Right. Ready? There it is. I'm going to reel you in.
You know?
Yeah.
You got it.
It's another level.
The thing is, Sai, you don't really need to do a follow-up if you don't want to. You don't need to do a follow-up song, do you?
I got to.
Do you?
Because I made a contract.
Oh.
But like, you're manager, Scott. You should know.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm a bad manager. But, like, this song will make you... probably has already made you incredibly rich. You could just be like, okay, I'm done now. Bye. That's it.
So what I'm thinking is, in some reason, you know, it just happened like this, right? So it was not my fault. And, you know, I didn't put any effort to be international, honestly. I didn't do anything, just uploading the video, that was all.
Yeah.
So, you know, what I'm going to do, the next step is, like, at this time, I got to do it on purpose.
Yeah.
You know, last time, it was not on purpose.
Yeah.
So sometimes on purpose works better or works worse. So... You know, but I'm still thinking this kind of thing is not mine at the first place. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of extra for my career and for my life. So which means if it maintains, I'm fine unless I don't care because it was not mine. So I don't feel that much pressure about it.
I just sit back and count the monies.
Yeah. And besides, I'm done with the new song.
Yeah.
I got it in my pocket right now.
Have you?
Yeah. I'm fixing the details, but, you know, I got it in my pocket.
So you've got potentially the next huge worldwide hit in your pocket right now.
I have it in my pocket, but I'm not sure about it's going to be a worldwide hit or not. Well, you know?
What's it called? Have you got a name for it yet?
I didn't name it yet, but, you know, I got the song, and it sounds kind of nice.
Can we hear it?
Huh?
Can we hear it?
No.
Oh.
If you bring One Direction, let me, you know.
Oh, okay, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Okay, I bring One Direction, you bring me the new possible worldwide hit.
Let's do it.
Okay, good. Sai, thank you so much for coming in to see us again today. It's been great to meet you. And thanks for teaching us the dance. Sorry we were rubbish. And congratulations on your Guinness World Record for the most liked song ever. Well done. Thank you very much.
And please keep on playing my music.
Oh, yeah. Good to meet you. Thank you.
Good to meet you, too. Thank you.
Thanks. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Good afternoon, Sarah Atchell-Cox.
Good afternoon. Am I on?
You're on. Hello.
Hello. Testing. Oh, there I am. Sorry.
Testing.
Hi.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You missed Psy.
I'm so good. I missed him. Was he brilliant? I could, because, you know, I worked in South Korea as a top supermodel many moons ago.
Did you?
Yeah. I lived in Itaewon, in Seoul, for a few months at a time. There's a lot you don't know about me, Scott.
Oh, my God. I never knew this.
But all I can remember in Korean is wencho and the orencho. You don't want to know what that means.
Oh no, what have you just said? What have you just said?
Left and right.
Oh.
Handy in all situations, I find.
I really want to learn the whole song, but all I know is wing your nor or wing your wing your nor.
That's hey,
the
that's only bit good, I know. Though.
Thank you. It's probably not even right. But no, he was really nice. He was kind of cute. He was like a little cartoon character.
He is a little bit. Really, I know what you mean. He's like a little Furby or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it was really, really sweet. Okay, Sarah's on at 4 this afternoon. Greg James isn't on. Don't know where he is.
I don't know where it is. Where it is. Where he is.
I don't know where it is. So let's play Real or No Real.
Yes.
So you know this. An Uber fact. That's a real one. And a Marlon Dingle fact. Too much free time, Marlon. In Emmerdale. That is one that is not real, okay? So say I played you this.
As an apology for ABBA, Sweden donates a Christmas tree to Rotherham every December.
That would be
A non-fact.
No real. Okay.
You know what, actually, I listen to this speech. I'm normally parking now and glaring at other mums.
You're always in your car.
Vying for space, yeah. It depends. I have to park on a hill. It depends how far up the hill I can get.
Right.
Not metaphorically. This isn't a metaphor. It's like, it is a hill.
Yeah. It's an actual hill.
It's an actual journey and a hill. So I'm normally listening whilst I'm parking. So anyway, that's no real.
Yes, it is. That's just an example there. Here's your first one today. Chris is keeping score. Sarah Cox is with us. Let's go.
Madonna is distantly related to Celine Dion, Gwen Stefani, and Camilla Parker Bowles.
What a combo.
I could get the Camilla one.
Really? But then that would also mean that Camilla is a distant relative of all those people. They must all be linked,
yeah,
one way or another.
Is there some Swedish genes in there?
I'm
thinking if Camilla did a Benjamin Button and aged backwards, her and Madonna would meet at about 60 and be actual twins.
This game was made for Sarah.
Really. It really was. It's like your weird mind. Camilla and Madonna, twins. Real or no real? I can see with Camilla the Celine Dion as well a bit.
Yeah, I can see Charles holding her up on the Oh no, she wasn't actually in the film Titanic,
no,
was she, Celine? She just didn't.
Just did the song.
They should have let her be an extra though. Shouldn't they just walk in past with a parasol maybe? For all that effort. Let's say no real on this occasion.
Okay, I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Really?
See, that is one you can impress your mates with the knowledge of down the pub tonight. That is a good one. Madonna, Celine Dion,
Gwen Stefani,
and Camilla Parker Bowles. And I don't know how. Next.
Until a law was passed in 1972, it was illegal for men to buy bras.
Sure.
Yeah.
It might not be real, Sarah. Like, isn't it?
Have you ever bought a bra, Chris?
I never have.
No, me neither. I don't know anything about the cup sizes either, as we've discussed before on the show. I wouldn't have a clue.
I stay away from that area as much as I can.
Well, what? Just say that.
In the department store or on the lady?
Well, no, I don't mean like. No, I mean the department store.
I can't stand them.
No. Oh. No. They just seem like you can't be seen.
To be
in
buying
the department
bra.
Store lingerie section, can you?
Why not? I see loads of clothes there.
Yeah, I think men struggle with what face to do. Because if they look too keen, that's alarming. But then if they try and look disinterested and casual, then they look a little bit suspect.
If I see a bloke in the lingerie section from a distance, let's say I'm in menswear and you can see across
sure.
To the lingerie section, there's a bloke now, I'm suspicious.
Do you know what I mean?
You think just, you're buying those for yourself?
If I was security, though, I'd be watching you, watching people in the underwear, thinking, what's he doing poking out between those men's fleeces to watch the chap buying his wife a charming gift?
Real or no real?
No real.
Illegal? No.
Because could you imagine the situation where a man goes into, like, what would it have been in them days? BHS or something.
Yeah.
And goes to buy a bra and then, like, some cop squad, like, wrestle him to the floor. Yeah. And he's got a garter as well. Nick him. So it's not going to happen.
So no real then.
No real.
Yeah, no real.
That one is a no real.
Please come and play this every day. She's the best. And next on Real or No Real.
Parents in Switzerland can hire a clown to creepily stalk their kids for 7 days until the clown throws a cake in their face.
That is brilliant. It's real and I'm doing it.
I love the crazy Swiss people.
Wow. What is it, Swiss?
Yeah. So you can hire a clown to stalk your children and then they get a pie in the face.
Why?
Don't know.
Is it a thing then? If it's a thing so your children won't be alarmed? Maybe. And then they'd get, like, competitive, because kids do, don't they? They'd be like, my clone's funnier than your clone.
But it's maybe something they are expecting. Like, if it's a tradition, it's like they expect Santa Claus. Then you expect,
a pie
at
in
some
the
point,
face.
You expect a clown to give you a pie in the face. It's not going to be a massive surprise.
I just... It sounds like it must be real, because this is ridiculous for someone to make up.
But they stalk them in a fun way where the child can see them. They don't stalk them properly where they don't really notice them, because then the clown wouldn't really have to dress up, would he? He'd just put the red nose on and sit in his car.
That is true.
This is weird. So is this meant to toughen them up or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one's real.
Why? Yes. Why would you do... What normal human would think that's the right thing to do?
Have you been to Switzerland?
Oh, my word.
And next...
Leonardo da Vinci created an alarm clock that woke him up by rubbing his feet.
Oh, I want that.
Wow.
It's really good.
Would that wake you up?
Mm.
Of course it would. What, yeah. You're saying someone could rub your feet and you wouldn't come to?
I don't think I would wake up to that.
Really?
Adele, what was it? Adele has her makeup done in her sleep.
No, we don't know that for sure.
That was just a wild...
Lisa does. When I saw Talisa, she'd had a massive night out. And I said, you look gorgeous. She went, the glam squad came round. I didn't wake up till 5 minutes before the cab came. She just lies there and they curl her hair, white in her teeth.
Asleep?
Yeah, while she's actually asleep. Right, get so a dress.
It must be a thing. Yeah. Yeah. Still unconscious. Like, get her into this dress.
Brilliant.
The story was, right, that I don't know whether it's true, that the makeup artist for Adele has a key to her house so that when she's sleeping, like, she has the full makeup and hair, and then when she wakes up, ta-da! Now, I'm not sure I buy that, because I think you'd wake up.
That's so brilliant.
I know.
And
thank you, Nick Grimshaw.
Elbow-length, like... evening gloves and yeah. Something like a big gown.
Was that a grimy rumour yes. That was told to you in private that you then...
No, I heard him do it on the breakfast show.
Oh, right.
It's known as a groomer. It's a grimy rumour, maybe
total
not.
Total lols. So let me... lols if Adele gets, like, her makeup done when she's asleep, lol.
Yeah.
Okay. Real or no real?
Real.
I think he would have invented
no real.
Something...
Who, Mozart?
Leonardo da Vinci.
But
if he was going to make a machine that tickles your feet, I think he could have made a machine that could have woken you up a different way. I'm not sure what that is, but just something more...
His shoulders.
Yeah, yes.
No real.
No real.
That one is real.
Oh.
Good facts today.
Really good.
And next...
Britney Spears has shaved all her hair off again after a drunken poker game with Simon Cowell. It turned into Truth or Dare and Simon got the razor out.
I can imagine that. Hello, darling. I'm afraid you're going to have to shave it all off again.
What game was that? They were playing poker?
Truth or Dare. Poker originally, and then it went as Truth or Dare, and her hair is now... She's now bald.
Why
as a
she
coot.
Lost her hair? Because I think if you're going to say... If you're playing strip poker, you don't remove your hair, do you? Generally. Like, that's getting desperate, isn't it? That's like...
What next? Your thread veins?
It's like... To avoid getting completely naked, you're like, right, hair off next. Eyebrows.
Anything.
Everything out, that'd
like,
be amazing.
Literally, you're not seeing anything else. Okay, the hair's coming off.
Cap teeth. It'd be awful.
Not my veneers.
What is is it you don't need your spleen? Yeah, that. But you're not seeing my boobs. That's what you're doing.
Right.
It's not real, that one, is it, Eck?
No real.
That one is no real.
Well, and also she's doing X Factor at the moment. I think we'd notice.
Yeah, she'd have to well wear a bobble hat.
Okay, so I'd like to see that as well. And at the end of that, the amusing round of real or no real, here's the scores.
I got 20 and Sarah got 30.
Yes!
Great result for you.
Yeah.
Something to tell the mums next time you're parking.
Yeah, I'll shout that out the window instead of my usual. Which obviously is that's my space, I think you'll find.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now it's nearly the weekend because it's time for the posh Radio 4 lady with Dear Scott. It's your forum to say what the hell you want. So get them in. Send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Say whatever you like because chances are it'll get on air.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4L, TOTDS, etc. I'm an avid Scott Mills podcast listener. Earlier this evening, I was listening to the podcast where the fact about a raisin bouncing up and down when dropped in champagne was discussed on Real or No Real.
Yes, this was it.
A raisin dropped in a glass of champagne will continually bounce up and down from the bottom of the glass to the top.
And that was real.
While at a presidential election watch party, I decided to test this fact. As no raisins or actual champagne were available, I used sparkling wine and a dried cranberry. You will be delighted to know that the dried cranberry also bounced up and down in the glass. I just thought you should know. Best wishes, Shauna, Kansas City, Missouri, USA.
Howdy y'all to our American listeners. That's awesome, and I quite like it that some of our listeners go to presidential parties where there's sparkling wine and dried cranberries. They must be really intelligent.
Yes, and incredible science as well.
Yes.
And big respect for doing that in the middle of a party as well.
Party?
That could have gone horribly wrong if you're trying to impress the president.
They must be so intelligent. I like that. So thank you to our very clever listener there for informing that bit of science to us. And next.
Hi Scott, Becky, Chris, the PR4L and TOTDS. Could you please say happy birthday to my boyfriend, Matt Norris?
Matt. Okay, you ready? Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Matt.
Happy birthday, dear Matt.
Happy birthday to you.
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 Where did that come from?
Just, well, it's better than playing like, happy birthday, isn't it?
That took me by surprise, that did.
It's just better. Happy birthday to you.
Again, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Matt.
Happy birthday, dear Matt.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
He won't be listening as he's in a meeting about gas or something.
Brilliant. Well, okay, so I did all that.
Take that back.
Right, I'm taking back everything I said about our listeners being intelligent.
And the happy birthday.
Yes. No, well, yeah.
But he'll listen to the Scott Mills Daily.
Okay.
So if you could read this out, that'll be brill. Thanks in advance. Love you, bye. Louise, off of Birmingham.
Okay. Well, at least they'll hear it on the podcast, and that wasn't, because that was a lot of effort there.
Yeah, and I take back what I said just then. You can have the happy birthday.
Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, TOTDS, PR4L. I'm a long-time listener, listening every day from Newfoundland, Canada. On Monday, Zane announced that Masterpieces is back for another season. Since you moved to your new slot, will you also be doing another Masterpieces? I have loved listening to such classic albums as Britney Spears and Busted, and think that another Scott Mills Masterpieces episode is needed. Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry. It is true. Masterpieces is coming up with Zane Lowe, where he just plays a classic album each night in its entirety, as you were supposed to hear it in the first place. In the past, we've done our own masterpieces. This is on the old 4 till 7 show, where we played Britney Spears' first album in its entirety. What a classic that is.
You see, this is one of my favourite ever Scott Mills videos.
Yeah, where we boarded up the door.
Yeah, and it was all just filmed on someone's phone. I remember this video, so because I used to love this. If I'm honest, this is probably my favourite thing that you guys did before I joined the show.
I think
I would personally love to be involved in one of these.
Eventually the actual controller of Radio 1 phoned down and was like, okay Scott, enough's enough, and I had to take it off. But I think we got about five or six tracks in.
Oh, you
in
did so well. I remember
Brittany.
The phone line was flashing
we wouldn't
on
answer
the video
the phone
and you put chairs in front of the doors.
Yeah, loads of chairs.
Health and safety nightmare.
And then we did it with the Busted album. I think it was A Present for Everyone. Also
probably
a good album.
I mean, that is a classic.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm well up for doing it again this year. So, and actually I have quite a good idea of what the album could be. So more on this.
So you think this might happen?
I would like it to happen again.
Oh, so would I.
Okay. We'll get to it.
Dear Scott and the gang, I just wanted to email you about a random act of kindness which I received this morning. I parked my car late last night in a public parking spot which has free parking between 9 p.m. and 9 a.m. Unfortunately, I slept in this morning and didn't get down to my car in time for 9 a.m. It was a little more like 10 a.m. Anyway, I was fully prepared to have a ticket on my car by the time I got to it, as the traffic warden is usually there for 9:20 a.m. Unfortunately, I've had prior experience with traffic wardens in the area. Sad smiley. Instead, I found that some amazing person had put a 2-hour ticket on my car until 11 a.m. It wasn't anyone I know, as I've asked everyone. So as a way of saying thank you, I would like you to read this out on your show and say thank you to whoever the angel was who saved me from a £60 fine and a bad start to my Friday morning. Instead, I'd like to spread the love this Friday and reinstate the goodness in the human race. Michelle, from Brighton.
I love things like this. Just every now and again something happens to you, like a great thing happens and it just restores. You're like, that is so nice
of
you.
This is one of the best stories I've ever heard.
Thank you so much. That they actually, maybe they had a ticket that, you know, that they didn't need anymore and they put it on her car.
This is incredible.
I know, I love things like this. It makes me feel like, oh.
And wouldn't it be amazing if that person is listening now?
Yes, if you are, thank you so much from Michelle in Brighton. That's really sweet. Anything else you want to say? Send me a little email and you'll get on next Thursday. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Anything you want at all, something that's happened to you and your mates that you want to talk about, something you've seen on the internet that I should be aware of, like a problem you've got, it can be anything. It's your forum, dear Scott, so let me know. Loads of fun today. Make sure you listen to us tomorrow if you can at lunchtime, 1 till 4 on BBC Radio 1. Our friend Gabrielle Aplin will come in with some very exciting news. Or if you can't listen live, then just get this podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.